APR up to 60 months or $1,500 cash allowance on remaining 2022 Silverado 1500 trucks. Get 2.99% APR up to 60 months or $1,000 cash allowance on a 2023 Equinox. And don't forget, we're looking for great used cars too, so we are willing to buy your vehicle or give you our highest trade offer. Come see us today or visit us online at longbineauto.com. Chevy, find new roads.
KVOE News Time 8:26, Newsmaker 2 time here today. Tanner Smith joins us to talk about the Flint Hills League basketball tournament, which is really now just hours away.
Here, tournament director here, Tanner. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, good, gentlemen. How are you?
We're doing all right so far. So you got any butterflies launching the tournament here in just a few hours?
Each year I look forward to this tournament. It's such a great time for our league, and I'm blessed to be able to get to run it every year. So, you know, maybe my first year with some butterflies, year four, I'm feeling pretty good. I've got a great group of support people around to make sure this thing runs smoothly.
And it looks like weather for the week is not going to deter activities, so that's one thing out of the way, huh?
Yeah, knock on wood, right?
We do plenty of that, that's for sure. So what things get going tonight or this afternoon, I guess, huh?
Yeah, we'll kick off tonight at 3 o'clock. It's a girls' night. This year we went back to the original format, so Monday and Thursday will be girls' nights, and Tuesday, Friday will be boys' nights, and then Saturday we'll have a full day of great basketball.
Good deal. How is the competition here this year for the Flint Hills League going into the tournament?
You know, competition's pretty good. We had this year, especially on the boys' side, at one point there's a three-way tie for the first seed, so competition's been pretty good. It's been an up-and-down year, you know, and great competition on both boys' and girls' side.
Tanner, one thing, too, that comes up, you know, and we've talked with you, and I think it's also Brad Marcotte, who used to run the tournament in years past, is, you know, just how the communities that are involved, obviously they rally around their teams, and you not only see that during the regular season with the games, you know, on-site, but you definitely see that here at White Auditorium for the Flint Hills League and the official tournament.
Yeah, you know, the fans definitely bring a great atmosphere to the auditorium, and especially the student sections. When you get the student sections and the band and the fans going, it's just a fantastic atmosphere for our league.
How big is it to have the White Auditorium venue for these kids to play in?
Oh, it's such a great experience for these kids. I know they look forward to it every year. You know, and last year we were lucky enough, we had to move our middle school tournament there last year, and I know all the kids, middle school and high school, really enjoy coming to White Auditorium and coming to Emporia to play in that beautiful facility.
Tanner, talk a little bit about, you mentioned here about how, you know, year four, you're pretty settled in how things go. Talk a little bit about the organization and the preparation that leads into this week.
Yeah, you know, well, as you mentioned earlier, you know, Brad Marcotte, he was the guy who was running it for years and years, and he's mentored me into doing that, and along with that, you know, comes a lot of people that put their hands in and help me out. You know, we've had people work in the scorers table since the very beginning. So, you know, like Robert Herbig, great guy, comes every year to help us out. John Price out of Northern Heights, great guy. It's just a great, you know, contribution from a lot of different people around the league that come and make sure this tournament runs smoothly. Emporia has been great to work with. Kevin Hanlon there at the auditorium, make sure things run smoothly on his end, and it's just a great cooperation with everyone.
So do you get a lot of volunteer help from Flint Hills League schools?
Yeah. So we'll share, you know, Passgate, we'll run Passgate, and we split that every night between the leagues, or we rotate that. And we've got a lot of different people volunteer to work the scorers table. We have announcers, you know, taking book, running clock. The Linden Lions Club will actually take gate for us. They've done that the last 2 years. So, you know, it's kind of all hands on deck. Northern Heights runs a great hospitality room. Can't miss that.
I was going to ask, too, kind of riffing off of Ron's question, do you need any volunteer help here at any stage here for the next, really throughout the course of the event?
No, you know, we're good. I think as we get to the beginning of January every year, schools start and people in the different communities start looking forward to this tournament. And it's just a quick phone call early January, and every single person is on board, ready to go. You know, and there's some consistency that's been built over the years. And so we just keep coming back. We like to be loyal to those people who've always helped us and keep coming back and make sure they, if they want to be part of it, we include them.
What about admission to the tournament? What are we looking at there, Tanner?
Yeah, so tournament admission, we're just going to follow our league policy on admission. It's $5 for adults, $3 for K through 12, and then under that is free. We're not accepting league passes to our tournaments, just like they do for any state tournament or preseason tournament, but Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Yeah, I think it's a pretty good price. Come on and watch some good basketball.
Outstanding. Well, Tanner, anything else you wanted to drop in on us here this morning before we officially launch the Flint Hills League Tournament 2023?
I think that pretty much wraps it up. We're just excited to be back in Emporia and ready to kick off a great tournament and see some of the great people that helped make it happen.
Well, it's just about go time. Well, Tanner, have a great week.
Thanks, Tanner.
Thank you. Appreciate it, guys.
Yep. Have a good day. Tanner Smith, Tournament Director, Flint Hills League Shootout, the basketball tournament that starts this afternoon at White Auditorium, and we'll be there to bring you the tournament semis, boys and girls. We'll have the girls on Thursday night, two games. We'll have the boys semis on Friday night, and then we'll have the third-place games, both girls and boys, and championship game, girls and boys, Saturday evening. We'll have that Country 101.7. No, we might have to move that now that the Chiefs
right on Saturday
ended on Saturday.
Yeah, so we'll see how that plays out. We'll have it for you.
We will have it. We'll have the live video streaming to KVOE TV at KVOE.com. We can tell you that much for certain.
Indeed. And we can also tell you, too, obviously, we've got Lyon County League tournament coverage, which is coming up here next week. Baseline to Baseline coming here as well from White Auditorium. And I can also tell you that next, our Newsmaker 2 and the 8 o'clock time slot tomorrow is going to be pretty full. First off, we'll have the Emporia Showcase, the monthly visit with Emporia Superintendent Allison Anderson Harder, and usually a batch of guests. We're going to get the final word on that from Community Relations Director Lynn Dale Landgren here this afternoon. So that means the Newsmaker 2 slides to 8:40. Sally Connor talking about the Groundhog Day dinner at First Congregational Church.
Speaking of things that are back, that's one thing
that's
that is
one
back
of them.
Mm-hmm. It's been gone for a few years, but the Groundhog Day dinner at the First Congregational Church is just about here, and Sally Connor will give us details tomorrow morning right around 8:45. Our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by Longbine Auto Plaza, driven by LongbineAuto.com. KVOE Live and Local, good morning. It is 40 degrees, 8:33.
At least 68 people confirmed dead after that plane crash in Nepal. There were 72 on board. All are believed to have been killed. However, ABC's Lama Hassan has more from the foreign desk.
The horrifying moment that